morning for McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. And I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Melody Geisler, and I just started working here at Clearwater Physiotherapy.
Sweet! And so what's your role here at Clearwater?
I'm actually an admin.
Okay.
Yeah, so when Daisy's not here, I replace her for a little bit.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm Daisy's assistant.
Nice, right on. And so, how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
16 years, I think?
16 years, okay, well. We got a lot to talk about then. So first and foremost, it's kind of a no-brainer, but where did you come from originally?
Philippines.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
No, keep going.
Okay, so my mom came here to be a nanny for my grandma, and so after that, she took us from the Philippines and brought us here.
So how old were you when you moved here?
22.
Oh, so you lived the majority of your formative years in the Philippines,
yeah.
And then moved here as an adult.
Yeah.
So you were already finished school and everything.
Yeah.
I have to ask you just like the most obvious question in the world. Where's your accent?
Just gone with my
here.
Wow, I don't hear an accent at all.
Really?
Yeah. Holy camoly. So like when you were going to school, you had to study, like English was a big component of your language.
It was.
Okay, like let's talk about that. What was it like growing up in a country that I have no knowledge about?
Honestly, I miss it because it's a very, very friendly country. Like, I noticed, like, here in Canada, it's different. Like, if you're not friendly and if you're not outgoing, you're gonna be at the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very outgoing. I'm very, very friendly.
Yeah.
So I guess you will do whatever you can to bring that culture with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love this topic of conversation. Okay. So I think Canadians are the friendliest. Like, I'm super.
Seriously?
Friendly. Yeah, I know. Right? Right? And so we're known for being friendly, right? But like my parents are from Guyana, South America.
Oh, okay.
And like, they're just like, no, Canadians aren't that friendly. Like we have this reputation of being friendly, but you know, from different cultures, we're not. So from the Philippines, I was just chatting with Daisy. Like I go to Filipino parties every once in a while. Like you guys are just lively, mm-hmm. and just full of energy. And like you said, friendly. So I'm not gonna go through my theory of why I think Canadians are friendly. Why do you think Filipinos are so friendly? Like, what is it about your culture that fosters that?
So in my neighborhood, everyone treats people as a family. So I think that's why people are friendly in the Philippines, because whenever you see, like, if you're an older person and you see a child, like, you treat that kid as your niece, nephew, or as your own kid.
Mm.
I've heard Canada is a peacemaker, but not friendly.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, we are very diplomatic. We're very diplomatic in how we speak and how we behave, and excuse me, pardon me, but like it's a different vibe from here, from the Philippines. Okay. So when you're living over there, what was the reason for immigration to Canada?
My mom.
Okay, family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're her children, so we have to be with her. It's Philippines is a very family type, a very tight-knit family thing. Mm-hmm. So you have to bring your kids with you wherever you go.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. And you want to be by your parents, so it's not that big of a deal. Like,
yes.
I love you, honestly. I tell my kid all the time, I'm like, Keegan, you are so screwed. And he's just like, why? It's just like, because wherever you go, I'm following. I'm not one of those parents who's going to be like, oh, Keegan, come see me, because I'm just like, no, you ain't coming. I'm following you. Yeah. So.
I actually talked to my husband. I was like, Xander and Sella will be here till they're 30.
Yeah.
And so he was like, nope.
Yeah, that's too funny.
Yeah.
So when you were studying in the Philippines, you did not definitively know Canada was your end destination.
Yeah.
So what were you studying like when you were there, progressing through your education system?
I wanted to be a nun, but it didn't go through because my grandma said no. So I took education.
Okay.
And I was a teacher in the Philippines.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so is that something education you'd like to get back into or?
Nope.
No. No. My wife's an educator. I teach at the college level, and every once in a while I'll go in and talk to elementary school kids just as like a guest speaker.
Yeah.
But teaching kids day in, day out, not a chance. What grade were you teaching?
Elementary.
Oh.
I still tutor kids, but it's probably a very different environment if you have like 36 kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a very thankless job. But thank you, teachers.
Big shout out to teachers. I don't know how they do it.
I know.
Every day. I just did a guest spot in my kids' class 2 days ago. And it was great. Like, I had fun with the kids, but at the end of my 45 minutes, I could see them like really waning, and there's no way I could like salvage it. Like,
yeah.
With adults, you could do something. With kids,
true.
You're just like, oh, that kid's about to punch that kid, and there's nothing I can do about it right now. Like, yeah, kids are tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the world is changing. Their attitudes are different.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So. You studied to, like, I gotta go backwards because it's stuck in my head. You wanted to be a nun?
Yeah.
So you're obviously very Catholic then, or in your faith at the time, you were very involved.
I was.
Okay, so like outside of just being involved in your faith, what about that, because it's a career, what about that career intrigued you or made you want to like, oh, potentially I'd like to do that for the rest of my life?
Well, I went to a Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
So our principal was a nun. Most of our teachers were nun, so
yeah.
I'm like, I want to be like her.
Right.
And I was like, how do you become a nun?
Right.
Oh, you were called by God. I was like, oh, I didn't hear that calling.
Yeah.
But my grandma, she was like, no, because being a nun, I don't know if it's the same here in Canada, but in the Philippines, like, you're separated from your family and you're in a convent,
mm-hmm.
So you don't see them as much. So my grandma, I was raised by my grandma, so she was like, nope, you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. What an interesting perspective in regards to it pulled you away from the family, and that was the reasoning why. I think like a lot of people could have different reasons, and but yeah, the family aspect. But listen, unfortunately, the man behind the camera tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. So before I cut you loose though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, so since this interview is about Clearwater Physiotherapy, whoever is hurting, please, please, please come to our clinic. Like, we have great physiotherapists here and massage therapists. So yeah, use your insurance.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norel Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job. You nailed it.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
About quenching your ugly thirst.